USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to see record numbers of illegal immigrants entering the United States, many infected with the coronavirus. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
Mayorkas is also blaming the Trump administration for reducing aid to countries like Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friends. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's open border policy is having a very negative effect at the U.S.-Mexico border. Nearly 200,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the southern border in July says it all, the highest monthly total since the beginning of the millennium. With calls for his impeachment growing louder, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to the border Thursday.
First, let me start with the unaccompanied children. As I think all of you know, in the prior administration, Title 42 authority of the Centers for Disease Control was used to expel unaccompanied children regardless of their age. And that is a practice that we discontinued immediately in the Biden administration for humanitarian reasons, because in fact they are just children, some so very tender of age. These children are eligible to make a claim for asylum or to pursue special immigrant juvenile status in court proceedings under our laws. Transfer them to Health and Human Services for their care, custody, and control as quickly as possible to unite them with a parent or legal guardian here in the United States before they make their claim for asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.